The openness or closure of a state's borders to such movements, however, continuing, we note parenthetically in passing, has always been less a matter of that state's policies toward the world than of its location in the hierarchical ordering inherent in the capitalist world economy's interstate system. This location is determined not merely by academicians, but by demonstrated or credible relational strengths, practical conditions affected by ruling classes. And on my interjection, the practical mindedness of these academicians puts them in a class by themselves on the left. Continuing, rather, it is a matter of the interstate systems appropriating all manner of direct and circuitous relations among people of different countries, state jurisdictions, whether religious, scientific, commercial, artistic, financial, linguistic, civilizational, educational, literary, productive, problem-focused, historical, philosophical, ad infinitum, such that they all become, at the very least, mediated, more often actually organized by the counterpart agencies of different states through their established or newly formed relations with each other. The effect is to subordinate the interrelations among the world's peoples, not to raison d'état, a practice with which all of us are too familiar, the reason of the state, but to raison du système d'état, that is to say, the reason of the state system, a practice, the interstate system, the global order, so-called. A practice with which most of us are all too unfamiliar. Now, I can't help but wonder whether the book Empire, which followed some 10 years later, was an attempt to settle these waters, i.e., lay claim to the last word on the subject. Consider the following from that book. Quote, imperial command is exercised no longer through the disciplinary modalities of the modern state, but rather through the modalities of biopolitical control. These modalities have as their basis and their object a productive multitude that cannot be regimented and normalized, but must nonetheless be governed, even in its autonomy. The concept of the people no longer functions as the organized subject of the system of command, and consequently, the identity of the people is replaced by the mobility, flexibility, and perpetual differentiation of the multitude. My quick interjection, I heard a good example of this on the radio this week on this show called Marketplace, where the guy goes, they have an ongoing segment in which they pull people up on the phone to say, tell us about your economy, your personal, individualized economy. That's a good illustration of what these guys are saying. Continuing, the perpetual differentiation of the multitude. This shift demystifies and destroys, this is a quote from Negri and Hart, this shift demystifies and destroys the circular modern ideal of the legitimacy of power, by which power constructs from the multitude a single subject that could then in turn legitimate that same power. Wow, this is sick, sickly insidious. Continuing, that sophistic tautology no longer works. My interjection. Hold on. I think I see what they mean. I was just reading about this in The Economist, which tells us that the future, the January 3 to 9, 2015 Economist, which tells us that the future of work is about us being on tap. In fact, they tell us there's an app for that. In waking up, this was the last chapter, the plan, part three, if you read it online, the HTML. I wrote about the difference of opinion my son and I had on the film WALL-E. I remember the this is from Waking Up. I remember the friendly argument I had with my son about the animated film WALL-E. I was put off by the propaganda that machines could, in theory, do everything, huh? Machines pick the coffee beans, the cashews, assemble those ever tinier electronic components. Machines remove the coltan from the earth and the people from their land. But in retrospect, the essential message in the film is true to Power's deepest wish, stemming, I guess, from their deep history of abandonment, to have their every need and whim addressed by hands devoted to them. This Economist article captures it well. I fully expect the next hot startup to be "We wipe your ass, just ask." I'll quote from it next week where they say they got a startup willing to bring you food. These are individualized. So each individual, so the world's atomized, and there's atomization within the atomization within the atomization, and now they have the single person has these. All of his needs are split into a million different pieces, and they fully expect our diminishment to be to the extent that they can get us to do this. And that's just hideous. Let us do not allow it.